And I'll tell you what, and it's this time of year when we deal with overflow and open enrollment that we can't wait to not have to deal with that. So to go through the recommendations, I won't go through all of them specifically, but I do want to read, I like to read the gifts and donations and give people the recognition for contributing to our school district. We have Matthew and Kristen Daly, who donated $200 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. Hilliard PTA, who donated $300 to Hilliard School to purchase students' first day folders for the 17-18 school year.
Nice.
Hilliard PTA donated 8 dual mode document cameras to Hilliard Elementary. Holly Lane Elementary School donated 140, this is probably, I'm assuming this is PTA as well, right? Holly Lane PTA.
I believe it is. Yeah. We'll have to update that.
Donated $1,410 to purchase additional Chromebooks to the students at Holly Lane Elementary. Mark Sarna donated $300 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. And Yu Jin Zhou donated $20 to the Kid Wind JS at Lee Burnison Middle School. So thank you to everyone who continues to serve or donate to our schools. To go through, I've bundled, you'll see 5B through J are going to be mostly staffing. I'll go through quickly. Extended school year, we obviously need to bring people in to be special assistants inside the extended school year program. We have in letter C stipends for curriculum development in special education. And then we in D we have our summer employees. In E, this is approving first year continuing contract for Joni Patton. She is a vocal teacher at the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Stipend for accelerated math placements for Taylor Ratliff. Do some work in there. And this is, I've mentioned before, where we are hiring some full-time employees. I did mention Mallory Hayworth and Saskia Romeo for the elementary and middle school counselor. Kim Colliker, Todd mentioned earlier that Pam Dreyer is retiring. Kim Colliker is someone who did leave the district. I believe she went to Avon Lake. And she was in this position before, and she is coming back. And people are thrilled to have her returning. I see people shaking their head yes. And then administratively, Kevin Berry, who we had a chance to meet prior to this meeting, coming in with Alex Fleming moving to central office and Nick Miller taking over as principal of DIS.
And is, you had mentioned that Kathy's going to have an office at the high school. So is Alex going to have a high school or have an office at DIS?
We haven't worked all of those out yet.
Okay.
You know, I think one of the,
such a great idea.
That was Kathy and Paul, I think, discussed that and put that together. And again, the whole thing is boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to have people in central office, but it's also, but I just think, I love it having them actually in and see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Supplemental contracts, you know, for swimming as well as golf, head wrestling coach. Another thing, I've heard so many nice things about Mike Carpenter coming in. I've heard a lot of positive things about him as a wrestling coach, so we're very happy to have him joining us. I know that process took a while, but I think came out very well. This is the next one in letter I, approved Project Link salary schedule. This hasn't been changed in 15 years. Our Project Link program is huge. It's fantastic. You'll see kids here today. It's very popular, but it's becoming more and more difficult to compete with the other programs because while people like to come and work in Westlake, they also find that they wouldn't be paid as well here as other places. So you are going to see a bit of an adjustment here. Project Link is something that has been self-funding. They take care of themselves, and when you look at this fits within their budget as well, and it keeps them competitive being able to attract or keep, but it's not an exorbitant change in any way. Performance contracts, this is for volleyball camp. This is something that's not a school event and not a school-sponsored activity, but it is something that runs through us. And Todd and I have talked about that with Barb, and that's just how the way we've been structured for that. Those would be, again, 5B through J I would bundle. 5K I want to keep on its own. I do like, just like when we look at keeping 5A separate to thank those to donate, I don't want, when we, you know, do the commendations for the people retiring, I don't like those being bundled. I like, you know, let's recognize those folks individually, and we do have Pam Dreher, who's been mentioned, but also Diane Kramer, who's a teacher assistant at Hilliard for 17 years. So we thank both of them for their, what they've contributed to the Westlake schools. I would like to bundle then 5L through O, and what we have is an approval for the field trip, and this is the annual field trip for Leadership Challenge. And then we have an agreement for an addendum to the North Coast Therapy Associates. That's to add additional occupational therapy that's necessary in the extended school year program. Letter N is our annual resolution to be a part of Ohio High School Athletics. We have to do that to say that, yes, we are going to participate. Letter O, finally, is an increase in school lunch prices from $2.50 for about a dime. So across the board, we're going to go up a dime. The reason for that is, I'll turn to Todd for the exact number, but when we look at what they charge for free and reduced lunch, what that cost is and where we are, there's a significant gap. What's the free and reduced reimbursement?
The reimbursement, I think, is around $3.65 a lunch. Okay,
so it's about $3.65, and they like those to be matched, but however, they don't make you jump from where you are to the $3.65 right away. So if you raise a dime, it's putting you closer. And so really all this is doing is, when you look across the board, every one of our school lunches are going to go up a dime, and we have to do that to be in compliance, to be on track to the federal reimbursement. So that's the reason for that. We're not trying to squeeze another dime out of everybody. We need to be able to go up in there. I didn't say that. So that's what I have. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to take them.
More questions,
Alan? Yeah, sure. Do you want to do discussion in each?
Yes.
As your bundle?
Yes.
Yes.
Technically, we probably should.
That's the best. Okay.
So we'll start with 5.
Is there a motion to approve item 5A?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, questions? I've got one.
Yes.
And Mary's here, so I don't know if the PTA has given any thought, and this might be jumping the gun, but we have a lot of the individual PTAs buying Chromebooks and cameras and whatnot for each individual school. Has there been discussion about what do we do when we have the one school? How are we going to incorporate these gifts into the one school?
Well, I know that just as it's interesting, we have our construction process. And then one of the things we're talking about is so we know that the school's going to be built, and we have a team working on that. We know internally we're working on our transition of the teachers and students. And I also know that the PTA has been working on their consolidation plan, I believe led by Sarah Camden.
Yes.
And do you want to mention just a little bit about that? Or
Just briefly, Sarah Camden is going to be leading the effort at the council level. And then each of the elementary schools and early childhood PTA has at least one or two representatives from their units will be on the steering committee. And we're envisioning that steering committee will then have the subcommittees that will address whether it's equipment, the special programmings, fundraising, the finances. How do they take that from four into whether it's one unit at the new school or multiple units? And that's one of the decisions they'll have to make also. So that's just a very brief overview, but we encourage people that a lot of the units have a rather significant amount of carryover each year, and there were some rumors that people said to spend it before the new school. And we said, no, please don't do that, because the new unit will need money to do all the programs that they want to do. But we also want the steering committee to kind of oversee what purchases or staff grants they approve, because we don't want to purchase things that aren't going to work in the new building. So I'm assuming that Chromebooks are something that they'll be able to take
yes.
forward, and that's why those were given. I know Bassett did some, so people just did some. I don't know if anybody else has done that either. So. Mm-hmm.
And I know the PTAs have worked with Pete Zagray, our tech coordinator, to make sure that they would fit in both what we have and in what our plan is to move to.
Well, thank you to the PTAs, if you could extend that, for all the work that they've done as groups individually and now collectively to provide this great technology for our kids. Thanks.
Anyone else?
Oh, under 5A.
Yes, under 5A. Okay. Welcome.
And this is to approve as amended with the Holly Lane Elementary School PTA.
PTA, okay.
Wait.
Oh, is that what?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Okay. You're right. It's not amended as PTA. You're absolutely right. That was through a fundraiser. Correct. I remember that.
I think Bass is the only PTA that.
Got it.
All right, so this is to approve as originally submitted. All right. Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a motion to approve items 5B through 5J?
So moved. Second.
Discussion or questions on that?
I would like to welcome all of our new hires. Just going over their qualifications, I just think that I'm excited to see what they're going to be able to do with their teams here in Westlake.
I'm just looking for the item. It was the performance contract. Performance contract, that is, you said that
sure.
resolution to approve the performance contracts, that is something that flows through us. It's not something we're funding.
Todd did a nice job talking about how that money comes through.
Yeah, so we currently are running youth athletic programs through us. So the camps, you know, students will, or not necessarily students, but individuals will pay for the camp, and then they fund themselves, but it does flow through us for purposes of accountability.
And sometime in the future, you could look at discontinuing that practice if
we could. We could work with a partner. In the past, I've worked with like our booster program, who would run help run those youth programs. You know, there's pros and cons of running it through the district, so that's something we would want to look at. We could certainly start those conversations in the finance committee, one of our finance committee meetings, to see, you know, from the financial aspect, if we want to continue it, or just have general discussions about it.
Okay. Excited for our new hires as well, and I think about how well, for example, the head wrestling coach, Mr. Carpenter, joining us, how that was communicated very well. Do we know, for example, in that position, how many people we interviewed for that position?
You know what? I don't know the exact number. I don't know the okay. exact number. No.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Roll call.
Kraft.
Yes.
Finucane.
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a resolution to, or motion to approve item 5K?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on this? This is for the retirees.
Just to thank Pam and Diane both for their service. We've been very fortunate. You look at the years of service, 38 years between the two of them, and I know Diane has been very connected to that Hilliard community and will be very much missed. And then, of course, Pam as well, who spoke to her strengths. So it will be hard to fill her shoes.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Finucane?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve items 5L through O?
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion on these? Okay, roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. And that brings us to our final hearing of the public, which you can talk about anything you want to. No? We've talked enough up here, right? Okay. Board comments. On anything we haven't already commented about. Anyone?
Nope.
Okay. This brings us to our board items, which is the policies. Mm-hmm. So yep. Do you want to take over on that?
Yeah, policies. We went through them last time. They're very straightforward policies. We covered the items, and a lot of it is just being in line with Ohio law, and I don't have any additions for it. I know we went through it. They haven't changed since the last meeting, but if you have any questions on them still, I'd be happy to answer them.
No, they were all very straightforward. Thank you for the thorough discussion at our last meeting. And it's always good to be in line with Ohio Revised Code.
We have some more coming. I know with Gifted, there's a few tweaks to that, but
okay.
When you see that one too, there's Kathy and I went through it, and it's not very much at all.
Thank you.
So we can approve them in one as one group, right?
Yes.
Don't have to take them individually.
No.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve, and I guess we do it as motion, it says resolution, but
yeah.
Yep.
A motion to approve the board policies as presented in our agenda.
So moved.
Second.
No further discussion, and I'm taking it, so let's do roll call.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Joe, do we have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
He's leaving right away.
Yeah.
Okay, second? Was there a second?
Yes, second. I will second that.
All right, to adjourn at 10:25 a.m. Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Hey, quick question.